This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Wednesday, June 16th, 2010. And believe it or not, I am podcasting again. I just had a couple things that I wanted to do, so this will be a very short show. But I have been completely forgetting the last three podcasts that I have a voicemail. And it's rather old. Well, not rather old. I think it's from last week. But I totally forgot. I keep forgetting to check that. Google doesn't send me the messages. It sends to my Google mailbox. So if I don't check the Google mailbox, I don't know that there's a message there. But I've got two messages, one from June 6th and one from June 11th. And today's already the 16th. So we're talking 5 to 10 days old voicemails. But I wanted to share them with you. And this first one is from Tom the Ramble Redhead, talking about the live Gay Day show that I did. So listen to this voicemail from Tom the Ramble Redhead.
Hey Archer, this is Tom. Just wanted to give you a quick call to let you know that I listened to your Saturday Gay Day show, and I just want to say that I thought it was really great hearing from all the other podcasters and how much fun they were having, and I got the chance to look at the photos as well, and it looked like they had a great time. So I just want to say thank you for doing that, and you know, making it a big effort for everybody to get involved, and just want to say thanks. So hope you had a great weekend, and I'm sure I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tom. I'm glad you enjoyed that show. It's always I love doing those. Those were fun. So I'm glad you enjoyed it, and thanks for the message. Next up, we have Frank from Boston, and he has got a question. So let's listen to Frank's voicemail. So let's listen to this.
Hey, Archer. It's Frank from Boston. Just want to let you know how much I love the podcast, and I am so happy to see the frequency that you have been podcasting, because the one a weeks, I was missing the gangbangs, which I thoroughly enjoy. So that's it. Keep up the good work. Love the podcast. And hey, how does someone get tapped to actually be on the gangbang shows? Because I would love to be on one of the shows. Thanks, buddy. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thank you, Frank. I'm so glad that you enjoy the podcast and the there's a Words with Friends move I need to make. But anyway, thank you for the message, Frank from Boston. I appreciate you liking the group shows and the frequency of which I'm podcasting, because I'm actually podcasting more this week than I've done in probably months. But your question, how does one get on the gangbangs? Well, it's actually very easy. What you need is a Skype account so that you can be on Skype, and you need some kind of microphone and headphones so that you can talk to us on Skype. And you simply tell me what your name is, and I will add you as a contact, and then I will invite you on the show that night. If you just tell me, yeah, I can be on tonight, then I will add you through Skype onto the group gangbang show. So, Frank, if you have a Skype account and you have a headset or headphones and microphone, let me know, and we would love to have you join the group shows. Because lately we've been having some new people, and it's always fun to talk to more people. Of course, you have to be ready to answer those questions. I hope you're ready, Frank. Anyway, so thank you for the message, Frank. I really appreciate it. Sorry I didn't play it sooner. And sorry I didn't play yours sooner, Ramble Redhead. But now the voicemail line is still active. That's good. Although it's never going to be inactive because it's a Google Voice number. Anyway, yesterday on the podcast, I talked about Kathy Griffin being on The View and how bad Elizabeth Hasselbeck was, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I decided I would just play a little short clip. It's like 4 minutes long of their exchange. It starts out with Kathy talking about when she went to Wasilla, Alaska, and she has a couple good liners in there. And then about a minute and a half, I don't know, 2 minutes in, is when the shit starts hitting the fan with Elizabeth Hasselbeck. So it's only 4 minutes long. So listen to this voicemail. I mean, not voicemail. Listen to this clip from The View from yesterday. Here we go.
You go with D-List.
Yes.
You were in Alaska?
The bathroom. Oh, yes. I actually went to Wasilla, Alaska, because I played Anchorage.
Who lives there?
My lover, Levi Johnston. Why?
Okay.
Are you... Are you suggesting that that's a relationship based on publicity?
I'm not sure.
I want you to tell me. All right, there's a little age difference, because, you know, he's 19 and I'm 25 and a half. But yes, I went to Wasilla, or the Silla, as he calls it, And I wanted to, you know, see what it's really like, because when Sarah Palin was telling us that she should run the whole country the way she runs Wasilla, I just had to go for myself. And if you like crystal meth, you're going to like Wasilla.
Your stand-up, Kathy, because you do your stand-up.
You know, I'm going to get vicious, if you haven't noticed. Saying that, but I don't care.
Do you care?
Not anymore.
No.
Did you knock on Sarah Palin's door when you were
in
Alaska?
Yes, I took Levi Johnston to Sarah Palin's.
I'm sure she was thrilled to see both of you.
Well, I will say we didn't get in. I don't mean to give a spoiler alert, because I want you to watch my life on the D-list every Tuesday on Bravo. However, I will be honest and say that we didn't get in. There's no dinner invite coming. She made no appetizers, not even mini quiches. She was not thrilled.
I don't think she likes you.
I don't think she's a fan. Although,
You don't know. She might like your mother.
You never know. She probably would like my mother. And my mother, of course, loves her. And my mother loves Fox News. And she loves Bill O'Reilly. And we get into big fights about it. But she calls Bill O'Reilly her boyfriend. Because she's crazy.
Okay. So speaking of, when you say, going back to the Sarah Palin not liking you.
Stop being so hard on my boyfriend, Bill O'Reilly, Kathleen, for crying out loud. He's Irish, for crying out loud. She loves Bill O'Reilly.
Because he's Irish.
Yeah, but also he's crazy. Go ahead.
But when you do your stand-up, Kathy, you talk about folks, and because I was in the audience when you talk about me, and everybody laughed except me. And
Did I at least send you a muffin basket?
I actually went into your room afterwards. Okay. You know, you're great. We go back a long way, girl. But you know, when you say things, do you think that sometimes it might hurt people's feelings?
Yes.
How far does comedy go?
Care? No.
She doesn't care.
It's funny. And look, they don't always work. I'm the first to admit they don't always work, but I go for it no matter what. Nothing's
off
the table.
Someone does it to you.
You said things about people here that are A, untrue, and B, not so funny. So do you ever feel weird, like them coming here, say, and sitting here and you kind of, you know, promoting things?
Actually, this moment is what I live for, so bring it.
Whether feeding your curious fire there.
No, this is how I write my act.
It's cool. We're cool.
I'm cool if you're cool. I think it's all for a joke.
So cool.
It's all cool.
It's when you're doing it.
Anything else you'd like to say, Elizabeth? Because this is just getting good.
All the single ladies, thank you so much, Kathy Griffin. Season 6 of Kathy Griffin, My Life on the D-List, premieres tonight on Bravo, and everybody is going home with a copy of Kathy's book.
Oh, those women had their claws out fighting. I loved it. I loved it. Of course, I can't stand Elizabeth Hasselbeck, but love Kathy Griffin. And I watched her show last night, as I said I did, and it was pretty good. The first show for the season was pretty good. She was playing on Law & Order SVU, or SUV? No, SVU, not SUV. SVU. Anyway, I've been talking about the iPad or the iPhone G4 lately. Well, I'm sure you probably heard the news already that yesterday was the pre-order your iPhone day, and we heard that so many people were pre-ordering it that AT&T server went down, and Apple was having problems. It was taking like an hour or so to process the orders. Well, today it was announced that Apple sold, or I should say, was able to take 600,000 pre-orders for the iPhone 4 in one day. 600,000 in one day. What does that tell you now? They're saying now that if you go online to pre-order now, you're not going to get it until like July 5th or something like that. Some random, you know, early July day, which is just amazing. I hope that people get out of their system by August when I'm ready to get mine. Just wild. I can put 600,000 in one day. I'd say the iPhone is still there, still rocking it. So, yeah, so that's actually all I have for today, boys and girls. I just wanted to play those voicemails in that clip and just tell you how shocked I was with the iPhone thing. Let's just take a quick look at the news. Oh, yeah, that one thing about BP, that they apologize and they agreed to put $20 billion in an escrow account. That's $5 billion a year for the next 4 years for people who have been affected by the oil spill. I think that's actually pretty cool. That's, you know, $5 billion that they have, at least for this first year. Who knows if they're, well, they have made $16 billion in the last couple of years, I believe I saw that statistic. Now here's an article about AT&T suspending iPhone orders. Let me read that. I think that's relatively new. When was it posted? Oh, at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I didn't see that. It says AT&T has this is on a Washington Post, by the way. AT&T has suspended pre-orders of Apple iPhone. Now, that doesn't make sense. Pre-orders of Apple iPhone 4. Wouldn't it be Apple's iPhone 4? Or pre-orders for the Apple? I don't know. Anyway, AT&T has suspended pre-orders of the iPhone 4 on Wednesday, a day after its website was overwhelmed with unexpected demand, triggering a glitch in its system that inadvertently exposed some customers' information to others, to other users. Oh, I didn't know that. Apple said that advanced sales of the iPhone 4 hit 600,000 on Tuesday, but that the strong demand resulted in many order and approval system malfunctions. Uh-huh. Interesting, but I still think that's amazing. All right, well, that's all I have for Boys and Girls. Just a quick one. Now, don't forget, tomorrow night, Thursday night, is Gangbang Show, group show on Pride48.com at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And join the chat room and join us on Skype, unlike Frank from Boston. That would be great. All right, boys and girls, have a great day. And that's, what would I usually say? That's all for today? Yeah, that's all for today. Until next time, bye.